Welcome back to the Bruce Salland Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesalland.com. That's Bruce and Salland, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And that's S like in Sam's. Pastor Drew Sams, who is with us for Teen Rap. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the past 6 years. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome to the show, Pastor Drew.
Oh, it's great to be on. Thanks again.
Well, actually, I should say welcome back, as you've been a regular since day one, thankfully, and I thank God for that. I was going to say thank God, and then I'm wondering, why am I censoring myself when I'm talking to you?
Hey, we've had a good run, haven't we?
We have had a very good run, and speaking of a good run, is Judah running yet?
Not yet, though. I think he's gotten his mind the concept of crawling. He hasn't started crawling yet, but he's starting to on his stomach, bring his knees up, getting in position like a sprinter ready to Usain Bolt about to, you know, burst forth from the blocks. It's really fun.
Didn't you tell us last week that he rolled over for the first time?
Yeah, so now he can roll over.
Right.
And now that he's on his stomach regularly, he's like, what's next? What's next? What's the next challenge? So much fun. So he's 6.5 months going on 18 years, it feels like. It's going by so quick.
Well, it will, as I've told you, having just taken my 18-year-old, soon-to-be 19-year-old, to college. So you look, one the moment he's a baby, the next moment he's off at Boston on his own. So enjoy every moment of the journey. So today's topic is about communication and the differences in how we communicate. And you shared with me during the break that you and your wife, not married at the time, discovered a vehicle that was very helpful in figuring out your communication with each other. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, because communication, it's not only the words we speak, but also our body language. There can be a variety of ways in which we communicate. And for a married couple, let alone friends and parents and kids, how we communicate love is such a powerful form of communication. If we miss one another, things can go awry, as you can
imagine. By miss one another, you mean miss the way in which we receive communication, or love is, I think, the specific thing you're talking about.
Which is something I had no idea, but this was my experience. I started dating my wife. This has been now 8 years ago we started dating. And I grew up, everybody in my family, we would hug one another, we would tell each other we loved each other. And so I'm, you know, in the first a couple dates, I'm hugging her, I'm wanting to kiss her, I'm telling her how great she is. I was the first to tell her that I loved her. Was, you know, normally
the first between the two of you, you mean?
Exactly, yep.
Right.
And she kind of reacted in this way that I wasn't used to. She was a little uncomfortable. And she would not hug in return. She never really verbalized any words of affirmation. But she would do little things, like, I guess, you know, she'd fill up my car with gas as a surprise. That's weird, you know, who does that? And so what I found was that the way that I tried to communicate love to her wasn't the way that she was used to receiving love and the way she grew up in her family. And the reason I discovered that is because I read a book called The Five Love Languages. And in that book, it says that we can communicate love, and often the way that we want to receive love, and it's, you know, largely a product of our growing up and our family life. But the five love languages are this: words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. So my girlfriend and I at the time, who she's now my wife, we read this book, and all of a sudden we had language to describe this missing of one another. I was words of affirmation and physical touch, and she was all about quality time and acts of service. So now it made sense.
Now let's be clear on something,
okay.
Because what the listeners don't know is that it coincidentally, you and your now wife and me and my wife also did the same thing. And in the book, there is actually a test you take. So you don't guess what your language of love is. You actually answer some questions, and you either can have a primary soul language of love, or as you and your wife have, you can have kind of two that are somewhat shared. I am not a big lover of what I call these New Age books, but this one really got me and was extremely helpful for exactly the same reasons it was with you and Erica. So continue. I just wanted to clarify that you didn't just decide you were words of affirmation. You took the test or whatever it is, answered the questions at the end, and it said, okay, well, your primary words of affirmation and your second one was acts of service. Or I forgot what you said your second one was.
Physical touch.
Physical touch, right.
Great clarification, because I had
That means giving and or receiving, just to be clear.
Exactly. Yeah. And the book says that often we give love the way we want to receive love.
Yes, yes.
And so I had, so when we first started dating, it seemed like all she wanted to do was, like, sit on the couch and watch The Bachelorette or, you know, these reality television shows. And I'm thinking, this is kind of lame. You know, we're just sitting on the couch, we're hanging out. I want to put my arm around her. I want to make out. And, you know, she needs her space. But for her, just the time spent together on the couch watching a TV show or watching a movie, for example, for her was how she felt loved. And so I'm sitting there on the couch before I read this book, not happy because I'm not getting the physical touch. And she's happy because she's getting the quality time, but then later on when I'm, you know, wanting to engage in hugging or kissing, she's kind of like, okay, can we kind of move on from this? So the key was, and I said to you on the break, I don't know if we would have gotten married had we not discovered our love languages, because we kept missing one another. I kept trying to love her in ways that she wasn't receiving, and vice versa. So the key is not to change how you receive love, because you can't change that. But what you can do is you can change how you give love. And so now I'm trying to love my wife in her love language. So I spend quality time with her. I change the oil of her car because she's all about acts of service. I do the dishes, do the taking the garbage out, for example. Those little things that to me don't seem like much mean the world to her. And she's trying to do those words of affirmation as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our language, love languages are not wholly dissimilar. In my case, mine was without a doubt words of affirmation. There was no number two. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I got a lot of words of affirmation and incredible love from my mother, who was quite vocal. And my wife came from an Asian family where the stereotype happened to be true that physical and vocal displays of affection are just not as prominent. So she had no orientation about words of affirmation. And her two things were split, acts of service also, and gifts, getting gifts. Because in her family, because they didn't give words of affirmation, receiving gifts was kind of the only affirmation they got. So being the cheap guy I am, the idea of gifts giving on a regular basis, like, okay, we'll do it for Mother's Day. I mean, if she's, when we got married, and we'll do it for our anniversary, and we'll do it for the birthday, and we'll do it for the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. But that's it. Well, she really wanted gifts all the time. And the irony is, it's not that difficult to bring home a bouquet of roses or a box of chocolates. Or it wasn't just the specific or cost of the gift. It was just the gesture. So we both have learned to change our habits. What is interesting, though, in my case, is the way in which my wife was raised was so solidly without words of affirmation that she struggles and still struggles mightily to give me those words of affirmation. I see her trying, but sometimes the tries just fall flat because it just doesn't come natural. So she'll give me acts of service. When she really wants to cheer me up, she'll bake me a pie. And I've learned to get the words of affirmation that I need from other places. I get it from you. Every week you tell me how great my column was. You know, I mean,
because it was great.
Well, thank you. And I mean, so I've learned to know that isn't easy for my wife. I know she tries. And by the way, I've gotten much better at giving gifts.
So, nice. There you go. Hey, yeah. Quick question with that. Do you find that she has a hard time receiving words of affirmation?
Yes. Like a lot of women, I'll say to her, boy, you look great in that dress. And she'll say, no, I don't. I look fat. And I'll say to her, why don't you just say thank you? And she'll look at me and sort of grin and go, you're right. Thank you. I mean, her first instinct is to deny a compliment.
How interesting. But she won't deny a gift.
Oh, God, no. And then not only will she won't deny it, she'll lead me to it.
I love it.
And although she expects me, and sometimes I will just be daft. Bad example, we'll be in a jewelry store and she'll be trying on a necklace. And she'll say to me, "Isn't this the most beautiful necklace you've ever seen, honey?" And I'll go, "Yeah, it looks pretty good." And then, don't we have a dinner reservation? And, you know, that was the hint. It's Valentine's Day in 2 weeks. I'm supposed to buy that necklace. And when I didn't get that necklace, she said, "How could I have been more clear?" And I go, "Well, I'm sorry. You got to, like, tell me. I want this necklace for Valentine's Day."
Yeah. That's wonderful. Oh, the dance we do as couples trying to figure it out.
Oh, it is funny. Listen, we are nearly out of time. Any last words or any things you want to share or tell us how your blogging's going?
I know. Well, while I try to deflect the blogging question, I found at working with parents of teens that this is a great topic even to consider beyond your marriage, beyond relationships, but also, you know, what are your kids' love languages? And so in the same way that we can be having this conversation about a husband and wife, I think we can do it for everybody in our family unit, even our friends and our coworkers. I think it's a great thing to consider.
Well, thank you. And give my best to your wife. Spend some time with her. And I will tell you that I think you are absolutely terrific. So I'll give you some words of affirmation.
I treasure that. Thank you so much, Bruce.
All right. We'll talk with you not next week, the week after, because next week is my birthday. So in 2 weeks. And please give a hug and a kiss to baby Judah.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Okay. We will be back with me for the last two segments of today's show. So hang on.